This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X1075.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
What's the bad news today, Dave?
Now, the bad news. Boy, not the way you want to start adulthood. This happened in Austin, Texas on December 18th. A 19-year-old entered a BBVA Compass Bank in downtown Austin and handed a note to the teller demanding cash. Okay. Authorities declined to say how much money was stolen. Police said the note included specific instructions. This is a robbery. Give me all your hundreds and fifties in an envelope and everything will be okay. Once the employee gave him the cash, the young man left the bank, police said, leaving police a trail of electronic breadcrumbs waiting to be plucked up from the cloud because the way that he fled was on an electric scooter.
Oh, smart.
Yeah. Another bank employee spotted him hopping on that electric scooter. Investigators managed to find surveillance video that captured a man dressed like the suspected robber riding away from the crime scene on the sidewalk. Using the video, they were able to recognize a Jump scooter because Jump, which has placed bright red scooters in seven cities around the country, is owned by Uber. Detectives just sent the ride-sharing giant a court order requesting geolocation data and user information for the scooter, which identified him personally and showed his exact location. He was arrested and charged with robbery by threat at 19 years old.
On a scooter. That's your getaway vehicle.
How badass do you think he thought he was? Like, man, I am like an outlaw riding on the open road with my hair in the wind.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
do you think he was doing that thing where he was like weaving back and forth in the S shape on the sidewalk? You can't catch me, bitches. Yeah. Actually, we can.
Yeah, they can. Real easily.
Quite easily.
I like...
It's linked to your credit card, huh? Super.
And they can track every moment that you use that scooter.
Yes.
Which is also... Do you love that Uber has that information?
I mean...
Well, in cases like this...
In a lot of cities where people take Ubers everywhere, anyhow, they know what...
No, I know. I just don't like that, you know, what's that company doing with that?
Uber? Are you saying you don't trust Uber?
I certainly don't trust Uber.
You're wise not to. Exactly. They're not to be trusted.
Yeah, they are.
Filthy company.
That's it.
User services all the time, but
every time you feel
I feel dirty. Yeah,
like
yeah.
I shower. They need to have. I want to see a ride sharing company that comes up that offers a ride sharing. Like, you know, I'm usually like blacked out when I'm using Uber.
Yeah,
You know, like I want you to forget this. Also, I don't want there to be a ledger. Like, immediately delete all your records after this ride is done.
If you don't remember it, you should be able to send a special request. And also, have you ever looked at your Uber rating and you're like, I'm surprised it's that because there's many times I've ridden an Uber that I don't remember it. A 492.
492.
Oh, boy.
I've thrown up in an Uber.
Yeah, you have?
And you're a 492? Yeah.
I have a 483. I've never barfed in an Uber.
Yeah. I tipped the guy $100.
Oh, well.
Oh, that's why.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, that's good.
Howdy.
Sorry for the vomit. Whoopsie-dee. Some good news today as well.
What's that?
Monica Hart says Milo, a poodle mix that her mother rescued and adopted for years, got out of their house in New York.
Wait, Milo or Milo?
Milo.
How's it spelled?
M-I-L-O?
That's Milo.
Milo? Okay. Whatever. Sorry for mispronouncing the poodle's name.
Get her. These are facts of the story, sir.
All right.
You are a seasoned journalist. Facts matter.
No, they don't. Not around here.
Okay.
Anyway, so Milo got out back in 2012 and vanished. So, I mean, talking about six, 7 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Well, fast forward 6.5 years, a letter arrived from an animal shelter in the town of Hempstead. The shelter reunited Milo with the Hart family amid joyous tears and a flood of memories. The reunion was made possible because, this is strange, Milo had a tiny microchip that was the rightful owner's information.
Yeah, that's not strange. That's pretty common.
Well, why did it take six and a half years?
Because Milo apparently was living with somebody else and they didn't microchip him. That's like the first thing you do when you find a lost dog. You take him to a vet and they scan for a microchip.
Somebody had found the dog and they'd given him to a landscaper because they didn't know whose it was. And the landscaper, I guess, decided to keep the dog, now 16 years old and missing for 45 dog years. Milo is frail, partially blind and deaf, but seems to recognize his surroundings.
So this is great. So they get their dog back.
And now they have to go through the process of putting their dog down. Yeah. Cool.
This is a good
story. Just in time.
This is the good story today, Dave.
It's going to be a bad day, all right?
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Poor Milo.
Yeah.
He's enjoying it.
Go ahead. Eat it up. Yeah.
All right. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
It's a dog's name. It's a dog's name.
It's also a person's name.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, who's the meme lord of the show? Why do I have this weird suspicion that it's Dave? I know Mahoney spends a lot of time online, but Dave seems hip and up to date. Sylvia just probably watches porn all the time.
Message deleted.
That's true, but I also think it's Mahoney.
Nah, none of us are
meme lords. Like, yeah. as far as creating memes or sharing memes?
I think sharing memes, by default, I think it would be Mahoney.
No. Sharing memes is the new 2019 version of being the guy who only quotes movies and thinks he's funny. Yeah. You're not funny. Like, yes, you can see something funny and share it, but that does not inherently make you funny.
No, it's just you saw something funny.
It's like fat Jewish and F. Jerry and all those guys. Like, their little comments beneath the memes
are never funny at all.
Yeah.
There was a thing that hit Reddit yesterday about F. Jerry and how all they do is steal everybody else's memes. Same thing with fat Jewish.
They are skeezy.
But if you haven't seen it yet, go check it out on Reddit. It's interesting. I don't follow any meme accounts. You know, just because I don't know. I feel like they'll pop up naturally or organic by my friends who, you know, if you know them.
They curate it for you.
Yeah. So you get rid of all the
Your
garbage.
Friends are like the sommelier that come over. They're like, I think that you'll appreciate this fine meme.
But
sir.
It's crazy that in 2018 or 2019 that there hasn't been a backlash on like Fat Jewish and F. Jerry and all these other guys. Like when they destroyed Carlos Mencia's career, a couple years back.
Yeah.
You know, and these guys are making way more money than he ever did off of those accounts.
Millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Insane.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I think Ian should play some of the games. When I was listening to the super stupid spelling bee, he was acting all smug like he knew everything. I think he should play some of them.
Message deleted.
Interesting twist, my friend. Maybe so.
Of course I know everything. Why wouldn't I know everything? That's my confusion here.
Are you saying he's a bitch-ass Alex Trebek? Is that what's going on here?
Yeah. Is that what you're calling me?
Is that what he's calling in?
And then plus, I like doing the games. I don't like playing the games.
You know what?
I just like creating.
If you're going to continue hosting the games, we're going to need you to grow a mustache.
No, nah, Alex Trebek doesn't even have the mustache anymore.
We need you to be 1985 Alex Trebek.
You got it. Coming right up. Give me about 2 or 3 months. I'll be there.
It's going to take longer than that, isn't
it? Okay, all right, maybe 6 months.
Right. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, buddy. The 20th selfie you've taken in the last 10 minutes in the gym here, your muscles haven't gotten any bigger. Put your phone down and pick up a weight.
Message deleted.
The gym selfie guy and girl?
Yeah. Whatever, man. Yeah. You live your life.
Yeah. It depends. Like, if you're taking a picture because... like, you just finished a workout and you want to share it with somebody, that's one thing.
That's
but if you're, like,
thing.
Constantly in the mirror, like...
Because you want to tell people that you're at the gym.
Just so long as you are not taking up a workout space, you take as many photos as you want.
Mostly they are taking workout spaces because there's a mirror.
Well, there's a mirror everywhere in most gyms. Most gyms are completely lined by
I was at the gym
mirrors.
The other day, and they had this little, like, ab machine thing, the one you, like, sit on, you can do crunches and stuff. And there was a girl who, I kid you not, was on it for over 45 minutes. And I'd say 43 of those minutes, she was just texting. Like, what is the etiquette
it's
there?
So
like,
annoying.
Because you don't want to go over and ask him to move.
You can.
I know you can.
You can. Be like, hey.
I think at that point, if you're seeing them that they're just on their phone, you should feel comfortable to be like,
no,
hey.
You should do, Dave. You should go over there and get her number and text her to say, hey, are you done with
get
this machine?
Machine?
Please leave a message after the tone.
What's the coolest hidden weapon item you've ever heard of? You know, like the classic umbrella with the sword that comes out of it, or maybe like the shoe with the knife at the end?
Message deleted.
The cane with the sword is pretty awesome.
I feel like that is a classic.
Yeah.
Something that I've always wanted.
Yeah, like especially because old guys have it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you have the gun with the cane, have you ever seen that?
No.
Where, like, you lift it up and it's actually like a barrel on the bottom.
I feel like that can go really
can
wrong.
Go really wrong. Yeah.
Whereas the sword inside the cane is kind of idiot proof.
But you have to know you have to be a really good swordsman, right? Like, you can't just whip it out and then, like, try to swing it at somebody and whiff and fall over.
Oh, that's worked for me for years, Dave.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Don't knock until you try it.
Confirmed non-kill. Well done, me.
It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
There is so much politicking going on locally with this whole weed lounge thing that it is exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're saying they have put the brakes on marijuana lounges again here in Clark County.
Good people don't smoke marijuana.
They postponed discussions on the lounges pending possible decisions from the state legislature on the issue. The Las Vegas City Council is expected to continue its discussion on the lounges when it reconvenes on February 19th. And that's why I'm like, this is all politics. You're meeting again in like a week and a half. Like, why tell us that you're postponing talks on this? And then like, you're just trying to twist people's arms for more money, right?
Yeah.
That's got to be what's going on.
They're like, they want the lobbyists. They want the marijuana lobby to come through and donate
fill
more
fill their
money.
Pockets up, and then we'll resume talks again, and we'll consider it, and blah, blah, blah.
Just tiring.
Just do it. Who cares?
You're supposed to be looking out for the best interests of the community. And here's the thing. It's happening anyway. It's going on. Tax it. Send that money towards schools. Lower our property taxes.
If there was adverse effects to marijuana that we saw on any sort of scale, if there's anything significant that was negatively happening in society, I get pumping the brakes.
Yeah, you can understand
there's
that.
Not.
Marijuana has been around for a very long time. It's much safer than alcohol.
Yes.
By many. I've never once smoked a whole bunch of weed and decided to go get into a bar fight. Or jump off something.
Have you ever drank a bunch of alcohol and decided to get into a bar fight?
Yeah.
Have you ever drank a bunch of alcohol and tried to jump off something?
While fighting something.
Have you ever drank a bunch of alcohol and tried to headbutt somebody at a Waffle House?
Possibly.
Yes.
Have you ever been drunk and punched a tree?
Well, I gotta ask. Well, I gotta bring up old stuff.
No, oh my God, you did?
You know that tree won.
Tree always wins.
Tree always wins.
Just like the mountain.
So... Super Bowl bets here in Las Vegas went pretty well for the sports books. Yeah. I mean, they didn't win an astronomical amount of money because a lot of people were backing the Patriots. But, you know, with all the prop bets that were lost and, you know, people taking different flyers on things like
if
the Rams.
If you come out ahead and you're not down $30 million, it's a win.
Right. Yeah.
Traditionally.
Well, sports books here in Las Vegas won about $10 million in total haul from the Super Bowl. The sports books in New Jersey lost $4.6 million. And there was only $34.9 million in Super Bowl bets. And what's interesting about that is that they go, well, you know, New Jersey legalizing sports betting, that means that all the avid sports bettors from areas like Philadelphia and New York, the surrounding areas that are densely populated, are all just going to go directly to the sports books and to Atlantic City instead of Las Vegas. On paper, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But if you're like, hey, I want to do it up big for the Super Bowl, no one goes, I got to go.
Let's plan our
to
guys
Atlantic
trip
City.
To, yeah. Nobody
it's
does
Vegas.
That.
Let's go to Vegas, right?
Yeah. Same thing with...
I get it.
If you want to bet, you weren't going to Atlantic City anyway. You were going to your bookie most of the time. If you didn't want to, if you didn't live near a place where it was legal. And even still, we do, here in Las Vegas, entertainment better than almost any other city on the planet. You know,
for sure.
Certainly in America.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
You see all the surveys year after year with people, you know, the reason they're coming to Las Vegas, and gambling has been trickling down the list for a long time. And that's not because people don't love to gamble, because obviously they do. It's because everything else has elevated. Yeah. I mean, you have all of these amazing residencies.
There's much more to do.
So many great restaurants and just entertainment from the beginning of the day to the end of the day. People come to Vegas for a lot of different reasons. And gambling is just part of that. And so, like you said, Sylvia, if you're going to plan a dude's trip for the Super Bowl, or if you're going to, like, four couples are going to get together and they're going to fly somewhere, you're not going to Atlantic City to the water club. You're coming to Las Vegas.
Let me tell you about how many friends came and visited me while I was down in Houston when we lived down there. Two.
To catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Here in Las Vegas... All of them.
Constantly.
Yes.
Hey, man, come to Vegas.
Cool.
You want a party? No, it's Tuesday.
No.
Go away, Carl.
Stay at the Excalibur.
Leave me alone.
They just rebranded the Strat. Go there.
They got a Dick's Excalibur. They'll sell mean things to you and give you bad service. It's neat.
It's the Movie Quote Quiz.
Hoo-ah!
With Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
Erica is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Erica? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Are you a big movie buff?
I am.
What are your favorite movies?
Oh, God. It's a weird tie between Fight Club and The Little Mermaid.
Okay.
Oh.
A little bit of diversity in there, but yeah, I can see that.
I like both those movies as well, yeah.
I would like to see a crossover, like a buddy cop episode.
Like Ariel beats Jared Leto to death?
You know.
Sebastian the Crab?
Yeah. Oh, they cook them? R.I.P.
Socle Bleu, what is this? All right, here we go. So we got five movie quotes for you.
I'm going to play each. Beauty and the Beast, you just threw
that
in.
That is Belle. Yeah.
What's that?
That was Beauty and the Beast. Yeah.
Did I say Belle?
No. You did a French accent.
No. That's from Little Mermaid. He goes, Socle Bleu, what is this? How on earth have I missed such a sweet little succulent crab?
He's right.
In your face.
That's the chef.
Yep. That's the chef. He was French. All right. So, Erica, without further ado, we got five quotes for you, and we're going to play each one. And if you need to hear it a second time, no problem, but you only have 5 seconds to figure out after I play it that second time. You're trying to get three or more correct out of these five, okay?
Got it.
All right. Here we go.
I could have killed them all. I could have killed you. I'm telling you the law. Out here, it's me. Don't push it. Don't push it. I'll give you a war you won't believe.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. Can I hear it again?
Yep. Pay attention to the actor's voice.
I could have killed them all. I could have killed you. I'm telling you the law. Out here, it's me. Don't push it. Don't push it. I'll give you a war you won't believe.
Oh, God.
An iconic movie, but a tough one, yeah.
Oh.
5 seconds.
I have no idea.
Is that Rambo?
That's Rambo.
Rambo.
Yeah, that was Rambo.
Yeah. Is that Rambo 1 or Rambo First Blood?
That's the original Rambo.
The original Rambo.
Yeah, that is the original Rambo.
That was a tough one.
That's classic. That's the tough one. Don't worry.
All right, here we go. On to number two.
I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm going to go anymore.
You're just not going to go?
Yeah.
Won't you get fired?
I don't know, but I really don't like it, and I'm not going to go.
Office Space.
Yep, there you go.
Old Ron Livingston and Jennifer Aniston right there.
Yep.
It was such an underrated movie for so long. I'm glad it finally reached critical mass, 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, totally bombed in the theaters, right?
Did nothing in the theaters.
Absolutely but then nothing. Became a cult classic after the fact. All right, on the board with one, here we go on to quote number three.
I'm afraid that my condition has left me cold to your pleas of mercy. In this universe, there's only one absolute. Everything freezes.
Oh, yeah.
That's so bad.
God, he's such a bad actor.
So bad.
Oh, my God. I know that's Mr. Freeze. Is that Batman Forever?
Close. You're close.
Close
Batman
enough.
And...
Oh, Batman and Robin.
Yeah, there you go. All right. On the board.
That's a close one.
Everything freezes.
Whoever was the casting director of that movie, I want to just punch in the face.
So bad.
No, because then we don't get gems like
these. You had Jim Carrey as the Riddler as well.
Yeah.
And you just you ruined it. He could have been so much better.
Can you imagine being the director and this is the take that you get?
In this universe, there's only one absolute. Everything freezes.
All right, cut. We got it. That was beautiful, man. That was so great. Oh, man, Arnold, you crushed, buddy.
And everybody knows that Mr. Freeze is probably one of the most, layered and likable, not likable, but just, interesting villains out there. And they're like, let's give it to probably the most one-take actor, one-trick pony we got.
The dumbest guy with the biggest muscles. Perfect. All right, Erica.
And the dumbest puns.
You got two on the board. All you need to do is get one more correct to get the win. Here we go.
I'm so sorry. I'm scared to close my eyes. I'm scared to open them. I'm gonna die out of here.
Blair Witch.
Wow, you did it.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
God, that movie was so bad.
We also would have accepted my wife every night going to sleep next to me.
I'm so sorry. I'm scared to close my eyes.
scared to open them. I'm gonna die out of here.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Did you guys ever see any of the Blair Witch sequels?
No.
No, did you?
Oh, God, they were the worst. I saw one of them. They turned it into like an actual
franchise. The whole thing with the Blair Witch Project is that when it first came out, people were like, this is real footage. Like, this actually happened.
It was scary.
It didn't.
No. Yeah.
No, it didn't.
No. And then you remember him kicking the map into the stream.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? Like, I'm glad you died, you
idiot.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
What the man's about to touch the chipper boy.
So this is kind of sweet. A Lithuanian developer has figured out an app that's kind of like Tinder for dogs and humans. Now, before...
Not like that. That's illegal in most countries, Dave.
Huh. It's called Get Pet and use.
Oh, no, that doesn't make it any better.
Come on, man.
No.
It uses a Tinder like interface to allow users to swipe past photos of adoptable dogs.
Oh, that's cute.
The app also includes some basic information about each dog, such as temperament and any special needs. The app is available in the Google Store, and developers say that they're aiming to expand Get Pet to include cats and other animals as well. So,
that's cute.
Good way to help with, you know, dogs that need to be adopted and people that are looking for them.
Can the dogs swipe the other way if they're not feeling you?
Yeah, how does that work?
Do you slide into their DMs? Their dog M's?
Their dog messages?
I don't know, man.
Get Pet seems like, oh, man.
That's a bad name for an app that's Tinder-like.
You're like, oh, yeah.
Or a really great name, depending on your perspective, I guess. But, yeah. It's a cool idea, though, right?
That is cute.
I like it.
Like,
if you want
to adopt a pet, you know.
Any way you can find to get more dogs rescued, cool.
Mm-hmm.
So Facebook rolls out an option to unsend messages, but there's a catch, because of course there is. Last April, TechCrunch revealed that Mark Zuckerberg had used his executive power to remove his own messages sent in the Messenger app, an option that regular users don't normally have at their disposal. Following the report, Facebook scrambled to make good and said, we'd all soon have delete powers in the messaging app. If you open Messenger on your phone and press down on a message, you'll get an option to delete it. But it's still very misleading. Delete only deletes the message in your own inbox.
Hmm.
The recipient still has that accidental picture or the bad joke or, you know, you making a pass at them that didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But on Tuesday, Facebook announced the new unsend option is currently rolling out the Facebook on the Messenger app. And all you have to do is tap the message you want to delete and select remove for everyone within 10 minutes of sending a message. So if you send a message and then you instantly regret it, there's now a pullback
feature. All right, I've got Messenger open. I am messaging Sylvia.
Send her a picture of your butt.
I don't want to
see his butt.
I know.
It says remove.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Is that
It does.
Remove for all?
It's at least working on mine, so you can remove for you or remove for everyone.
Mm.
Remove for everyone. You'll permanently remove this message for all chat members, and they can see you removed a message and still report it.
What?
What?
Okay. Facebook sucks.
But, like, what if you have one of those friends who, like, you send a message and they read it right away? It's not going to do anything.
Yeah, it doesn't do you any good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they already read
it. Facebook Messenger is the worst.
I hate it as a separate app.
When they added it in as a separate app, it's like...
I don't even have it on my phone.
No point.
No.
No point.
If anyone really needs to get in touch with me, they can text me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, if you're reaching out to somebody exclusively through Facebook, you probably don't know them that well, right? And those messages don't climb to the top of the list of, like, I have to respond to this instantly whenever I get a chance. Half of Americans consider themselves workaholics. You consider yourself a workaholic, Mahoney?
Of course, Dave.
Yes.
I work 24/7, 365 days a year, 366 on leap years, which is not this year. It's next year.
Sylvia, you a workaholic?
Not really.
Not at all.
No.
Ian?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I can't help it.
Drives me crazy not to work.
I just love thinking of you guys.
I don't know what I'm doing when I'm not working. I'm so busy working and investing so much time.
You've never actually felt the feeling of not working.
Yeah, so. I wouldn't even know who I was anymore.
Right.
I don't want to.
My
know
sense
person.
Of self-worth would just diminish so quickly if I wasn't working.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like if they didn't renew this contract.
Well, speaking of working.
What would I do with myself? Oh, it would be awful to be a stay-at-home non-dad.
Well, speaking of working and the stress of working getting to you, a bar boss gave motorists an eyeful when he stripped naked on the side of the highway and started having relations with his car. Michael Jameson, 37, climbed out the window of his BMW 330 and then appeared to hump it.
His BMW.
Yep. And then he also got underneath it and continued.
Oh, no.
So kind of like, you know, changing up the position a little bit. You know.
A reverse car guy?
His lawyer.
Wait, does this thing go in reverse?
Dave Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
He had a few drinks. It was a bigger BMW. It was a BBMW.
Did he regret it the next day or did he fall in love? I don't know.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Have you ever had a moment in your life where you said, how the hell did I get here? This one came to us on the text line. Woke up in the hospital getting an MRI scan from a concussion I got on my quad, but my friend said that I kept riding like a champ after the crash, like I was okay, but then I kept repeating myself when we got back to camp asking where my GoPro was.
Oh, no.
Where's my GoPro? Where's my GoPro? Where's my GoPro? They're like, you're going to the hospital, buddy.
A little concussed.
He was just stuck on that question.
Yeah.
You got to reboot it, man. You turn it off, turn it back on. Fixes most things, right?
This one comes to us from Warren on Facebook. Shortly after having ACL surgery, I got a nasty staph infection.
Oh, no.
After a week in the hospital, I got home and took a shower. Apparently, the steam made me pass out. As I fell down, I screamed, and my wife heard me. I wake up to her punching me in the face, thinking, what in the F did I do now? Well, according to her, the smacking my face trick didn't work, so she started throwing bows.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
That's what she told you, Warren.
Yeah.
That's what she told you. She
got you.
Dave and Mahoney.
I don't know if everyone's going to relate to these exact circumstances because they're pretty intense, but maybe something similar. Caleb said, when I was in college, I went back to my hometown and my buddy was having a house party at his place. Woke up in his sister's bed with his sister. I don't know what happened. I don't know if she knows what happened, but we have never talked about it.
Oh my God, what a nightmare.
You know, I mean, you could have just been sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just been sleeping.
You also maybe weren't just sleeping, but.
Because
you know.
That's all. That could also be an option.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Did he say best friend or just friend?
He said best friend.
I mean, if it's your best
sister,
friend, they'll forgive you.
Really?
Right?
Ah,
you're of age.
Man.
It's not cool.
Would it be? I mean, it'd be awkward, right?
It's like, dude, the like sister's one thing. If it was your mom, that's like that's unforgivable. Because he's now your dad.
I'm gonna need you to call me father, please.
All right, is that a weird feeling though? I know you've probably had that happen when you wake up in a room and you don't know where you are.
Just got another. Yeah, oh yeah. You wake up, you're like, oh. And then you look around to see who else is there. You're like, uh-oh.
You try to piece together what happened the night before.
Yeah.
Or sometimes you just forget you're at a house party and you wake up like, you know, you normally would. You expect to be in your room and you're like, what is going on here?
This one, I woke up on a concrete floor in a weekly after a glorious night with a woman who was leaving her husband. The husband came to find her and drop off her kids. I didn't know she had kids. Had to sneak out and walk 7 miles until I could catch a bus for the hour-long ride home. Had a lot of time to think about life.
Oh, my gosh.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got to catch that transfer.
Yep.
7 mile walk of shame.
Have you ever had a moment where you've woken up and said, how in the hell did I get here? Or maybe you were driving and you just took the wrong exit or you passed your exit and you're like, where am I? What is going on? Could be a really good situation, could be a really bad situation. More of your calls and posts on the way.
You just ended up in a skeevy place, so completely sober.
Yeah, and you're like,
how?
What have I done?
Why?
This is going to be fun.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So, of course, as you'd expect, lots of these, how did I end up here, are drinking related. Mm-hmm. This one came in here on our text line at 73100. I woke up in a hospital after a bad night of drinking, and I was told by the doctors that I was lucky to be alive because the alcohol in my blood was 6 times the legal limit.
Woo-hoo.
I do not drink like that anymore. I scared myself and my kids. I live life to the fullest now. You were with your kids? I can only assume that they maybe came and saw you in the hospital,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And they're like, ah, that sucks.
Yeah.
Daddy drinks because you...
Hades on on our Twitter, at Dave Mahoney. Went out drinking for my birthday, started the Luxor, continued down to the Wynn, woke up in a large van with my buddies almost to San Diego Comic-Con. None of this had been planned and was not very well managed. So you started drinking on your birthday on the Strip, and then you ended up almost in San Diego?
It's a good 6 hours.
About, yeah.
I guess better than starting in San Diego and ending up in Mexico?
This is true.
That's a fear of mine. Yeah.
To be like in Tijuana?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Just waking up in a foreign country, not knowing how I got there, or having the means to get out.
It wasn't a foreign country for me, but I woke up in a cornfield in my car. One time, I was about 20, I was 21 what? Years old. Okay. And went out drinking with some guy named Phil from work, from the Lone Star Steakhouse and Saloon. Phil also, a lot of the time, I think he had just gotten off a house arrest.
Big ass.
So we went to some weird bar in, you know, East St. Louis, Illinois.
Uh-huh.
And after a long night of drinking, we had drank too much, and there was no way we were getting back home sober.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, drunk enough to know that, like, we should not be driving at all, but also too drunk to, you know, make any really good decisions. But I kept feeling like I was going to get murdered if I slept in my car in this bar parking lot. Mm-hmm. There was a cornfield next door to this bar.
So you just drove your car from the parking lot to
into the cornfield?
Like, actually, like, pushing down stalks of corn and everything?
They'll never find me here.
Ah, smart.
And I woke up sweating.
Yes. Oh, man, that is the worst, isn't it? When you wake up in a car and it's just a sauna. You're like, oh, why is it so hot? And it smells like old alcohol.
Not good.
Jeremy said, one time when I lived in South Korea, we went out for drinks after work. Next thing I know, I wake up face down in my bathroom, pants and underwear around my ankles, bathroom door open, apartment front door wide open.
Oh, no.
With a clear view into the bathroom and my Korean landlord sweeping my front porch. I pulled my pants up, walked out, said hello, closed my door, and went back to bed.
I like that landlord just saw that. Like, he saw what was going on. I'm like, yeah, okay.
You go over there, you poke him with the broom. still moving. Hey.
You dead.
And Barbie on her Facebook, at Dave Mahoney, said, walking out of a strip club with no shirt because I just threw up on a stripper. The previous 4 hours are gone. Apparently, I told them I could do their job better than they could. Guess I'll never know because I was banned.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I like your confidence, though, you know?
Did she give the stripper her shirt after she threw up on her?
Maybe, or just used it to towel off the stripper?
I don't know.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Have you ever said, how in the hell did I end up here? This one is actually a very positive one. 2 years ago, as a single mom stuck in a dead-end job, struggling to make ends meet, unable to move out of my dad's house. Now I'm in a great relationship, we have our own place, and I got a great new job where I was promoted after only a year. The power of positive thinking and never settling for what life hands you.
That's awesome.
That's really nice.
It's good stuff.
I like that. Much better than all of our drunken stories.
I don't know. That was pretty fun, too.
Being degenerates.
Got some more here. This one coming to us from Facebook. Teresa said, when I was 18 years old, I took my first solo road trip. In the days of printed map quest directions. Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Took a couple of wrong turns in the dead of the night and didn't find the right highway up to San Francisco. Finally, get on the 5, and my 97 Saturn blew up. Ended up hitchhiking the remaining 5 hours with the guy that stopped to make sure I was okay. Life lesson, hitchhiking works, but always change your oil before a trip.
Do you just leave your car there for...
Call it a day
on that car? Yeah, like, that Saturn is now a permanent structure on the side of the road somewhere? Do you remember... So, the days of MapQuest, if you, for whatever reason, put in the wrong address or got something wrong pre-cell phone, and you were trying to, like, go meet somebody on a date or pick them up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that, it was, the whole night was just done.
Yeah.
Like, how many nights were ruined because you didn't have directions or any of that stuff?
Lane said, I woke up in the middle of my buddy's cul-de-sac during a party at his place, was awoken by the neighbor asking if I got hit by a car. I simply got up and went back into the party because it was still going on. Jessica, I currently live in northern Indiana. I tried driving home from the next town over. Apparently, I missed my exit. Next thing I knew, I was in Michigan.
Oh!
Whoops.
That's a bit of a drive.
Like a big old U-turn.
Anthony said, woke up in the back of an Escalade, drunk as hell, to my ex trying to fight one of my best friends in a parking garage. Do not remember how I got there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
The Escalade was parked.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And the final one here, Jeremy said, out with some buddies on the lake. We were having a great time. I remember that. I don't remember what happened next. I woke up floating on the boat alone in the middle of the lake by myself. Have no idea where my friends went.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Moments like that, we amaze ourselves that we're still alive.
Yeah. Like, how on earth?
David Mahoney. Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Run, 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 run!
Yes.
Message deleted.
I'm going to play that song every morning just so that guy can do that and leave us that message.
I didn't realize we were playing Cover Your Ears today.
Who doesn't do that part in that song?
I don't. No? I know my limitations. Yeah, I have no business doing that.
That takes a pretty wide vocal range.
Have you ever been singing along at that volume, at that level, and then somebody calls you?
Oh, yeah.
And it turns off the radio, and it's such a harsh reality of how terrible you are at singing.
I was singing a Panic at the Disco's one of their songs, and it's like when Brendan Urie has like the really, really high-pitched voice, and I try to do that, and I'm like, ah!
Oh, boy. Oof. Oh, boy.
Good thing I'm alone.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Dude, so I think my cat ghosted me. I've had her for about a month, and... You know, I left the back door open and she's just gone. Haven't seen her since. I've even gone around town and she's just gone. It's like, what the hell? You know, like I'm pretty sure I gave her a really good life. Like that was probably the best month of her life.
Message deleted.
She might come back. Like my brother has this thing where every night he's got a cat named Kenny. He lives in Venice Beach in California. And every night he opens the window and Kenny just goes out and does whatever it is that Kenny does.
And then he comes back.
So maybe your cat will come back.
Is this cat hoeing around?
His cat?
Yeah.
Oh, his cat's smashing for sure.
That's right.
Really? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Kenny's out there. He's got all sorts of baby mamas.
See, I feel like if your cat's already been gone for, you know, a good amount of time, it ain't coming back.
Ian, does your cat do that?
No, they're not allowed to leave the house. I did have my boy get out a couple of years ago, and it was the longest 4 days of my life. So
he was gone for 4 days?
4 days. I was just a mess.
Where'd you end up finding your cat?
Well, we had a bonfire one night, and I was just going out there every day, calling his name. And he heard the sound of my voice, came back, when in reality, probably he was just hungry because he doesn't know how to survive in the wild. But I hope his cat comes back because that is a terrible feeling.
Yeah.
It really is.
Godspeed to you and your kitty.
Please leave a message after the tone.
When was the last time you attempted something and you completely bombed? Are you guys used to that feeling yet? You should be.
Message deleted.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, getting our contract renewed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yesterday was our last contractual day on our contract.
Yeah. Huh. I'm surprised Mahoney showed up to work today. I mean, you threatened this guy with a reason not to come to work, and normally he's...
If it wouldn't reflect poorly upon you, I would have stayed home.
Man, you know I'll be complicit in that.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Backstreet's back. All right.
Message deleted.
What is with everyone singing today? What
Everybody
is going
has,
on
like,
here?
Like a song in their heart.
I didn't hate the Chance the Rapper Doritos commercial with Backstreet Boys.
I missed it.
Yeah, you were outside drinking.
Now, why you got to call me out like that?
I'm just saying.
Sometimes I like to stand outside and drink by myself.
It's just what you
at
were
Super
doing.
Bowl parties.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Consider this a public service announcement. Don't do drugs, kids. Especially meth in the woods.
Ooh.
An autopsy has revealed that a man whose body was found being eaten by a bear in the Great Smoky Mountains died after he accidentally OD'd on meth. And then the bear decided to eat him.
They thought the bear ate him first. Yeah. And then the toxicology report came back. The worst part about this, like, man, if I die, who cares what happens to my body?
Right.
Right? You're dead. Nothing matters.
Sure.
But poor bear got shot because of it. They thought he ate the dude.
Oh, so and they killed the bear.
They killed the bear.
Yeah.
Now he had got a taste for the human flesh, and his taste could not be satisfied.
Did the bear get like all high?
Yeah, it was all like, a methed out bear sounds awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smokey the Bear, man.
So a doorbell camera caught the entire thing. A man is seen running up to a front porch to grab a package. You know, porch pirate.
Mm-hmm.
Heard of that plenty of times.
Yeah.
Seconds later, Zero, a 9-year-old lab, bolts from the house towards the thief.
Hell yeah.
The thief had a getaway car waiting. He got in the car but threw the package back out onto the road so that way Zero would stop chasing him. The owner said porch pirates have been a common occurrence in the neighborhood, but thanks to Zero, their house is one that shouldn't be messed with. What was in the package? A $4 dimmer switch from IKEA.
Hell yeah. Don't take my $4 dimmer switch.
You son of a bitch. The like, owner said she thinks it would have been funny if the guy got away with the package because the item was, you know, pretty much worthless. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, good doggy.
Yes. Treats for life.
I feel like in 2019, everybody orders so much stuff online, which is obviously the way Amazon's one of the richest companies in the world right now. But like,
do you get disappointed when you don't have a package from Amazon on a given day?
No.
Like, I feel like I order so much stuff that it's several times a week I'll get stuff. And if it's a dark day, I'm like, oh, man, I was really hoping for a little surprise because I forgot what I ordered.
I get the same way, too.
Yeah.
But I feel like as a porch pirate, your prospects have gone down quite a bit because you'll get like a $4 dimmer switch from IKEA or hair gel. In my case, I order my hair.
Protein powder.
Yeah.
Protein powder is not cheap, though. So
it's
I could see that. You know, if they want to bulk up for their next pirate run.
I mean, everything from pistachios to mouthwash. Like, I get everything from
I've speaking of pistachios, I have changed my tune. I used to believe that people who only who ate pre-shelled pistachios were monsters.
Now you've changed your mind because it's quite fun to find those little delicious treats on the inside of each one, even though you know it's coming.
No. I've switched to the pre-shelled. I've gone pre-shelled.
The pre-shelled? So you mean the ones without a shell?
Just the nuts.
The unshelled.
Straight
nuts?
Yeah, straight nuts.
You just dip your hand in the sack.
Yeah, you get a whole handful and just throw them
right in your face.
Yeah, it's so much easier and so much less messy.
I just like the...
I like the little surprise factor.
Normally, I don't like working for my food, but it's because I'm sitting on the couch doing nothing else, watching TV. I like it.
I used to think the same way, but I've seen the light, Dave.
But there is something to be said about the shame of having an enormous overflowing bowl of shells and having to carefully walk it over to the trash and throw it away.
It's I'm telling you, try the pre-shelled. Just try it. See if you like it.
So a woman,
see how it feels, Dave.
Speaking of food, a woman gets arrested for throwing a frozen pork chop at her boyfriend,
ow,
which would hurt, man. Yeah, right?
Hell yeah.
48-year-old Jennifer Broussard, this happened in Brooksville on Friday night, got into an argument at about 9:45 in their home. At some point during the argument, deputies say that Jennifer threw a frozen pork chop at the victim. The pork chop hit the man on the eyebrow and caused a half-inch laceration. They said that she left the scene after the argument, was arrested the next day for domestic battery.
If she threw that thing and did not yell out, pork chop!
Really missed an opportunity?
Yeah, I feel like you got to do that if you got a frozen pork chop as a weapon.
So this guy decided that he really wanted some Popeye's chicken, because who doesn't want some Popeye's chicken? But
Popeye's chicken, yeah. I mean, is to die for.
More than the Popeye's chicken, though, he wanted to actually rob the place.
Okay.
And so he went in, but he couldn't open the cash register. While he was inside this store in New Orleans.
Did you just like hit like the open button?
Yeah, he couldn't figure it out. But he did decide, while I'm here, I'm going to steal me some chicken, which he did.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Do we know what he stole? Like, did he go for like the dark meat? Did he go for the breast?
Oh, no, it doesn't actually specify what he stole.
How did he break it down? Did he get some of those? Make sure you took some honey for the biscuits as well?
Did he carefully put together like a 5-piece?
Was it the spicy? Because I feel like if you're not stealing the spicy, you're just doing it wrong.
The cops were able to locate and arrest 27-year-old Philip Lee in relation to the botched robbery. He was arrested on allegations of simple robbery and simple battery as well.
Did they recover the chicken?
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
They did not. He ate it.
Say no.
Yeah. And finally, I love the headline here. Intimate acts in a hot tub prompt gunfire. A woman told a Marin County Sheriff's deputy about 11 p.m. that she, her husband, Robert, 64 years old, and an additional friend were in the hot tub on the back patio. She said,
"Hold on, Dave. I feel like we need sexy time music for this."
You know what? I think you are right. So we're hanging out in the hot tub. It's me and my 64-year-old husband, Bob, and an additional friend.
Oh, my.
Officer.
Do we know what state this is in?
I think it's Florida.
Of course it's Florida.
It's okay. Florida, yeah.
Makes sense.
Florida.
Makes sense.
The woman said that she and her husband went inside to get some sleep. Her husband went inside to get some sleep.
Okay.
Her and the friend stayed in the hot tub. The woman said that the friend got romantic and that Haskins saw them. She said Bob started yelling. Bob went into the home as her friend grabbed his stuff. She said that Bob came out with
his literal stuff or his metaphorical stuff.
That's when Bob came outside with a gun.
Oh, no.
And fired shots into the patio screen.
Oh, my gosh.
She also said that Bob hit her. Meanwhile, Bob told deputies he saw the two engaged in an act and that he just pulled out his gun to scare them.
They were fornicating.
Firing shots toward the south of the property. He denied ever striking the woman. The friend told investigators that he was being intimate in the hot tub with the woman when Bob threatened to kill him. He said he ran from the home after he saw Bob come out with a gun. He heard several pops as he ran. Bob was arrested on charges of domestic battery and aggravated assault.
Bob, what did you think was going to happen if it's you, your wife, and a friend
in a hot tub.
In Florida.
Do you think as he was running away, he's like, "You better bob and weave, bitch"?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Jets just get you going, man.
You never invite another man into your marital hot tub.
No.
What are you doing, man?
That's on you, Bob.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Missed Connection Inspection.
People their whole lives look for love. And if we can be a bridge to somebody coming together with the person of their dreams, that's what we were put on this earth to do, Mahoney.
We're here to bring creepy people together with other creepy people.
Yes. Well, the Misconnection Inspection, if you're not familiar, it's a forum on Craigslist where people will go and they'll post about having a brief, normally, encounter with somebody.
Yeah.
And they didn't have the opportunity to maybe get their name or their phone number, or they used to be in touch and they lost contact, phone number change, whatever it may be. They want to reconnect.
Lots of people use it, and unfortunately, a while back, they shut down Misconnections Day. But that hasn't stopped the people from going to Craigslist and still putting it out there.
Under the community section. Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah. Same thing.
Work your way around it.
Well, interactions in stores tend to top the list for creepy interactions. The first one is entitled Kmart Sweet Big Booty.
Hell yeah.
BBW in pink shirt with a sweet big butt. You're with your son. You told the cashier you're soon to be a grandmother. You saw me checking you out. Wink. And then it's also got the emoji with the tongue out.
Was it the winky with the tongue out?
No, just the straight tongue out.
The straight tongue out. Oh, yeah. No, that one's creepy.
A little aggressive. This one is especially weird. Met you at Stewart's. We both got fuel at about 3:45 on January 23rd. We both went in the store, and I held the door for you to come after me. You then hugged the guy in line in front of me. I wanted to ask if I could get a hug, too. You then said that you were friends. When I said, I thought you were together, you said he wished he was with you. I said I wished for that, too, but you may not have heard me. Anyway, I waved as you drove off, totally regretting that I didn't get your name or maybe even a Facebook profile.
Is there anything sadder than a wave she's driving away?
I don't think she liked him. You know? I'm going to go ahead and say that.
That's your woman's intuition? Could I get a hug? You're not with him? Facebook profile.
So weird.
Yeah. This one's just entitled Wildflower. My wildflower. My world is upside down without you. It hurts so much. And this is the really sad line. Even the dog is shunning me. I need to see you.
Dang.
You know what I'm talking about, you.
Maybe there's a reason.
I hate stupid couple pet names.
Yeah.
Oh, you're my wildflower.
Shut up.
That's why she left you.
done.
This one is
an adult,
an odd one. It's entitled "Female in Car in Motel 6 Parking Lot."
Nothing good is happening in a Motel 6 parking lot. First off,
wait. I'm a younger female. I was in my car outside Motel 6 about 2 to 3 weeks ago. Dark colored sedan. I was doing something a little private, and I think you may have seen it given the way you pulled up and parked close. Are you out there? Did anyone else see?
What, your taxes? Is that what you were doing that was private?
Yeah, there's no like attractive younger females that are going to town in themselves, and some strange creep pulls up in a vehicle with tinted windows.
It's not
and
those kind of movies.
You're searching the internets for them.
The only way that exists, you know, because we've been conditioned for movies and, you know, the penthouse forum letters your youth, Dave.
Uh-huh.
The only way that would be happening is if they were setting you up to rob you.
Yeah.
Or worse.
Yeah.
Oh,
or
yeah.
worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some thirsty dude pulls up and gets rather distracted while somebody else sneaks up behind him
and
steals all their stuff.
Yeah.
Two more. This one. You visited Springfield, Missouri.
It's a lovely place.
You are a semi-truck driver and would travel across the country delivering mostly cranes or lifts or other big industrial heavy equipment. This is what I remember. You sell parts on the side online mostly, I believe. You are a part-time CD and enjoy playing dress-up.
CD is cross-dresser?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
You hung out with Nina and Kyle in Springfield. Kyle misses and loves Ella, and that's the facts. I assume Ella is his alter ego?
His other persona?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When he
dresses as a woman?
Yeah.
A lot of room in this big truck cab. That's all I'm saying. Choo-choo.
And the last one is awesome. The headline, BBW at Costco shopping alone eating a hot dog last week.
Hell yeah.
I seen you at Costco shopping by laundry soap aisle. I was with my girl. We passed each other and we looked at each other, smile. Last I seen you was eating a big hot dog on the bench by yourself. And I wanted to sit with you, but my girlfriend was with me and my buddy. If it's you, send pics. Let's meet up, babe. You are very gorgeous. The big, juicy booty.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
And can't pass up a good deal. That hot dog, I believe, only $1.50 still.
$1.50?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. She knows her stuff.
Yep. Pretty good hot dog.
Wait, was that you?
Maybe. I'll send my pics, see what happens.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
Let me introduce you to the person of the day that you want to punch in the face. There is a guy that is suing his parents because he was born. He's mad at his parents because they didn't give him the choice as to whether or not he should be born.
I don't know if you know how this works. Usually you don't consult with something because you're not a person before you're born.
What if they just said, we did ask you, and you said yes?
Yeah.
You just don't remember because you were too young.
It happens.
Or I brought you into this world, now I can take you out.
You don't have to respect them. What is this logic? Your parents are two people who just wanted a good night together and then they had you. You don't have to respect them for that. Having a child makes your life in society much easier. They owe you, if anything. They claim that you gave them joy when you were born. So basically, you are their asset. Why should you respect them? You respect them if you feel like respecting them.
What is that?
Just the worst.
I thought this dude was just like trolling because I saw his Instagram and he just looks very flamboyant and just like too much. But apparently,
he's trying too hard.
Like he's trying too hard, but apparently it's real.
No, it's not real. I mean, this is just the culmination of ridiculous victims.
But like, do people actually
trying to be a victim about everything? And see, here's the thing: when you water it down to this point of just complete absurdity, nothing matters anymore. Like where there's real problems and real victims happening, and who are really being victimized. You weren't victimized by being born, man. You were brought into this world.
Also, as a parent of a 3-year-old and a 3-month-old, I can tell you that having a kid in society does not make things easier or better. It's easier or better in the sense that you have some kids that you love, but everything is more difficult.
Sure.
Big pain in the ass.
Yeah, like you used to be able to just fly off with the wife, go to vacation,
yeah, just go
whatever.
Yeah, we're going to go here, we're going to go there, no big deal, didn't have to check with anyone.
Yeah.
No.
Make sure you have babysitters.
Have to fly her mom in from Seattle, and that costs a small fortune, and then even then, it's like you're worried about the kids, and you're thinking about the kids, and it's... But being a parent,
you should sue your kids.
I should sue my
That's
kids.
That's right. You should sue your kids.
If they weren't so poor, I would.
I would like to see this dude's parents countersue him for emotional distress for all the crap that he put them through, because God knows every kid has done that to their parent at some point.
So this is the second time we've had to remind people not to do drugs. Last time was a dude methed up in the woods of the Smoky Mountains.
Oh, yeah.
Getting eaten by a bear.
Yeah,
now it's actually somebody who had a whole bunch of money. He was the founder of Vine and HQ Trivia.
Okay.
You were hearing about this guy?
Yeah.
He died of a drug overdose, and they found that he died of two different kinds of fentanyl, heroin, and cocaine was on all of that when he OD'd.
So he was doing fentanyl that was
two different kinds.
Laced with heroin, and one laced with, so he was doing uppers and downers.
Uppers and downers, and that's what always kills you, right?
And this guy found it, well, I mean, Vine and HQ. Wow.
Yep, HQ Trivia.
What a waste. I mean, when you
He was 34 years old.
And 34.
Yeah, he previously had worked for Twitter and Jet Setter.
Yeah.
I mean, very, very rich guy at a very young age.
Smart, too.
Just got, you know, caught up in drugs, and that's just too bad.
Yeah, there are drugs that you just cannot escape. Meth and heroin are those two.
And I imagine fentanyl is right up there.
I mean,
at the top
same,
of the
yeah,
too.
Same thing.
Yep. And finally, this particular mountain lion chose the wrong person to attack. There was somebody, a trail runner, just out for a jog, run outside alone in Fort Collins, Colorado, when he was attacked by a mountain lion.
Oh, hell no.
The runner said he heard something behind him, and as he turned around, the lion attacked him from behind, biting his face and wrist.
Oh, my God.
He managed to break free from the cougar's claws and teeth, and he told investigators...
Wait, was this an older, horny woman?
Yeah, I was just out for a jog, and all of a sudden, this cougar pounced on me, and so... I decided that I had to take matters into my own hands.
Ooh. If you are a cougar,
ow,
not of the horny older lady type,
like the actual,
if you're an actual like mountain lion cougar, you are doing it wrong. You don't go after the guy who's out trail running for fun. He's gonna be in shape. Camp outside of Popeyes.
They're way more delicious, way easier to catch, and they won't kill you with their bare hands, which is precisely what this guy did. He beat this lion to death and choked it.
My first thought was not today. I wasn't dying today. When it got to that pole, it leaped on me. I grabbed him by the shoulders and pushed him back away from me. And I took it down right here, and I strangled it to death.
That was a very matter-of-fact description. Not today.
I strangled to death right here.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Now I'm hungry for some Popeyes. Yeah. Damn it. Were they open?
If you get eaten outside of a Popeyes by a mountain lion today, that is going to be some sweet
karma, man.
Bad luck,
I ain't mad.
Lazy Bones Mahomes.
Do I have to?
Johnny is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Johnny? How you doing, man?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Good. Do you listen to the show enough to have a grasp on just how lazy Mahoney is?
Yes, I do.
All right. So,
how dare you, Johnny? It's not being lazy. It's all about being efficient. My grand pappy pap 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 pap.
Oh, pappy pap 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 pap.
Once told me that the secret to life, and old age, and happiness. Is to
what just happened?
Smarter, not harder.
You forgot.
What happened?
You forgot what old Pappy 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 said.
I was remembering old Pappy Pap 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 Pap. I was taking a moment.
Old Pappy Pappy Pap 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 Splibbering Roo.
I was taking a moment to remember him, and you guys ruined that moment for me.
So I've got three different facts for you from Mahoney's fiance, and you're trying to figure out which one of these is not true because they're all incredible how lazy they are. And two of them are absolutely true. All right. So here we go with fact number one. Commercials on daytime news speak to Mahoney. Not only has he recently jumped on the Duluth Trading Company bandwagon, he also joined the Dollar Shave Club. The problem is Mahoney is team beard and rarely shaves. So the razors are now piling up. So the plan of saving money with mail order razors is actually costing more money. And Mahoney is too lazy to cancel his membership.
It's not like they go bad, man. Plain and simple. First off, how dare she try to come at my Duluth Trading Company, Armachilla Boxers, and now 7-year socks that I've added to the to the mix on that. And the Dollar Shave Club, again, like I said, it's not like razors will ever go bad.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. And act like she's not stealing them to shave her legs.
So we'll call fact number one, razors. On to number two. Mahoney has been trying to eat better lately, and for whatever reason, he thinks ordering pizza is healthier than going through a drive-thru. He is great at ordering and eating, but not so great at putting away the leftovers and putting the box in the trash. The other night, when we were going to bed, I noticed that he had left 2/3 of a pizza in its box on the counter. When I asked him to take care of it, he said, "Baby, I'm going to deal with that in the morning." As if leaving pepperoni pizza on the counter overnight were an acceptable plan.
I mean, we were already in the bedroom. The door was shut. Locked.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
I lock mine too.
Yeah, I lock my bedroom. Yeah. An extra layer of security just in case somebody breaks in.
Well, you lock yours, Sylvia, because you live with your parents.
Well, regardless.
But Mahoney, you live just you and your fiance there.
Yeah.
Okay.
We lock it in case somebody breaks in. It's an extra layer of deterrence.
If I lived
that
on my
slows
own.
Somebody down another half second and gives me time to, you know, prepare a plan. But we had already gone into the bedroom, brushed our teeth for the night, and we were getting into bed. She's like, "Did you put away that pizza?" And I said, "No. No, I did not. I said, I'll throw it out in the morning when I'm walking out to my car to come to work, and I'll throw the pizza out in the trash can then." What harm does pizza sitting out overnight cause? We don't have bugs. We got a bug guy.
So we'll call fact number two, pizza. All right,
and
Johnny,
also,
that's just efficiency.
That's just extra steps that I'm taking for no reason. And I was in my boxers. I don't like walking in the garage without socks and or pants on.
All right. On to fact number three.
Those Armachillo boxers.
Again,
from Duluth Trading Company.
Again, eating at home has been a noble goal of Mahoney's, and I like to support him in his venture. But he hasn't added exercise to the regimen just yet. Yesterday, though, he screamed out in pain. I asked him what was wrong, and he said, "I pulled my knee." He was sitting on the couch eating cereal. Frosted Flakes with Lucky Charms, to be exact. I guess that's low-impact exercise?
It's actually, first off, it's Lucky Charms with Frosted Flakes. Get the branding right. Frosted Flakes does not have Lucky Charms. Frosted Flakes is a general term that cannot be trademarked, hence why we have Lucky Charms with Frosted Flakes. It's not Tony the Tiger. This is the little leprechaun guy, whatever his name is. I don't know what his name is.
A little mix and matching.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay. So, yeah.
Johnny, you kissing his ass is not going to help
you, right? I turned my knee the wrong way, and yeah, it popped really loud and hurt.
All right, so we'll call...
I may have sprained my MCL.
We'll call the third one knee. So we have razors, we have pizza, and we have knee. Two out of these three are absolutely true. One is not. And I'll tell you this much. I like to play this game when Mahoney's fiance texts me over the Lazy Bones Mahones for the week.
Yeah.
And I got this one wrong.
You did?
I did. I got it wrong.
Do you have any questions about any of these three things, Johnny, that I could help clear up for you?
Any three of these achievements?
Or would you just like to make a guess right now?
This is a tough one. No hints or clues or anything. Well, how long have you been married?
Well, we're not married yet. We've been together for 7+ years, though.
Damn, man. Why you gotta bring that up? Damn.
I said we'd get married when she wanted to get married. She wants to get married now. We're going to get married.
7+ years. I don't think that she would let you get away with leaving trash out. So I think pizza is the fake one.
Are you sure about that one, Johnny?
I'm not, but I'm going to say pizza.
Are you sure about that, Johnny?
I'm going to say cereal then, or knee.
Are you sure about that, Johnny?
All right, let's say razors.
There we go. Is that your final answer?
Yes, that's my final answer.
I mean, you just gave it to him.
Wait a minute, I didn't give it to him. How did I give it to him?
Because every guess he made...
I was asking if he was sure. He said no. He said something else. I said, "Are you sure?"
But then
he said that one.
Johnny, I was incorrect. Kissing Mahoney's ass does help you in this game.
Seriously.
Yeah, I would never...
I'm in the same boat.
I would never buy Dollar Shave Club razors just because I use the same razor.
You've had the same razor since 1985?
For like 10 years.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash.
It's a pretty wild story that's going on right now. James Brown, who is referred to as the Godfather of Soul, gave us such gems as this.
Ow!
Oh, damn.
Oh! Woo! Woo! Yeah, what is that? I'm back! I'm back! Get up off of that thing!
Yeah, so good.
You better.
I will say, I will never forgive James Brown, though, because his dancing in Rocky III, I believe, directly led to the death of Apollo Creed.
Makes sense.
Well, why was Apollo dancing before he had to get in there with Ivan Drago?
Also,
that wasn't a smart move, Apollo.
Not just the great music from James Brown over the years, but let's not forget this viral classic now. An interview that he did where he was clearly just totally hammered. Oh.
The women love you when you get out there.
Why is that, ladies?
Well, I'm asking you.
Huh? Because I look good.
Why do you think that is?
You look good. I smell good. I feel good.
And you sing good.
And make love good.
Oh. Well, there we are. We don't have to ask anybody else. We got that from the source. There you are. James, we want to thank you for being with us today.
Wait
and
a
giving
minute.
Us an
I just
opportunity.
Got here.
Oh, is there something more you want to say that we haven't covered?
Yeah, I want to say a lot of things.
Okay,
I
go ahead.
You. I love America. I love everybody.
Well,
I feel good.
It sounds to me as though you're not troubled by any of this at all.
This is a man's world.
Thanks for reminding us of that. Every once in a while, we forget.
Get up on
we've remembered
that.
Again. Thanks for being with us. I guess we're going to hear lots more.
Hasta luego.
yeah.
Oh, boy.
So,
well, the claims are that he may have been murdered. And his third wife also murdered. At least 13 people close to the legendary singer have demanded an autopsy of his body, refusing to believe that his death in an Atlanta hospital at age 73 in 2006 was due to natural causes. His official cause of death was listed as a heart attack and fluid in the lungs, but even the doctor who signed his death certificate doubts what really happened. Dr. Marvin Crawford, who signed the death certificate, told CNN, "He changed too fast. He was a patient I never would have predicted would have coded, but he died that night, and I did raise the question, what went wrong in that room? Following his death, one friend was so concerned of suspicious circumstances that he took a vial of the singer's blood from an IV tube, but when he died, his daughter declined an autopsy. Among the others raising concerns was the official story of Brown's personal manager, Charles Bobbitt, who died in 2017 at age 87. He was the only person in the room when Brown died, but his story has been described as vague.
Well, there's a new CNN investigation
that they've been working on for 2 years.
Two years.
On this.
And yep. this journalist got a call just from this random woman who was a part of his circus, you know, James Brown and the circus, the backup singers, and said, I believe James Brown was murdered, and took it with a grain of salt, but decided to follow up on it and followed up on it, and turned into this 2-year investigation. And now here we are. So people are able to decide for themselves whether or not the Godfather of Soul was in fact murdered.
That's insane.
Yeah,
so. Taken too soon.
Oh my gosh.
That's all. Either way, taken too soon.
So Modern Family is coming to an end after its upcoming 11th season. ABC announced at the Television Critics Association Winter Press Tour that it had renewed the show for an 11th and final season. Since it's premiered in 2009, I think it's the best comedy on TV. I mean, as far as the cast of characters, I think it's just so well done. Ed O'Neill is arguably the best, but the guy who plays Phil, everyone who plays their role on that show,
the
does a really good job.
Are great.
The kids,
got worse as they got older.
Yeah, they're starting to get kind of awkward and creepy.
I mean, the all of them are.
Yeah.
They're just not as likable as they were when they were kids.
When they were little
that
kids,
usually happens.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, again, they've been on the air for 11 years now. They've grown up doing this show. I'm always curious how kids are going to end up though, right? Because child actors tend to have a whole lot of problems.
Yep.
And I do like those kids from that show, so I'm hoping that they all kind of make it through.
Yeah.
I hope that we see a Married with Children reboot now that Ed O'Neill is going to be
free.
Have a little free
time on his hands.
I mean, could you imagine? I mean, what's, you got David Faustino, Christina Applegate, Katie Sagal, and Ed O'Neill are all still working?
What about the dog?
The
dog.
I got some bad news for you. Yeah. Oh.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I think he actually died during the original
filming,
too.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, that show was on the air for like 13 years.
One final thing here. The guy from the Fire Festival documentary, Andy King.
Yeah.
He might be getting his own show now.
Of course.
I bet it sucks.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney likes nuts in his mouth.
Message deleted.
I do like I like almonds. I like cashews. Pistachios are probably my favorite out of all of the nature's nuts.
I eat a lot of nuts.
But like I said, for many years I thought you were a monster if you only went the pre-shelled route when it comes to pistachios. Until
why do you keep saying it like that? Like that. Pre-shelled.
We were discussing this the other day, and
you don't call them pre-shelled, like
they're not
unshelled.
Pre-shelled.
No.
No.
They come in a shell.
You shell a peanut, or you shell a pistachio.
No, you don't.
You're pre-shelling it to take it out. You're shelling it.
That's not what. No.
I know my nut vocabulary, sir.
That's not how it works.
The nomenclature is right up my alley.
No, it's not just called shelling it when you take it off.
Yeah,
it's unshelling it.
No, it's just shelling.
No, shelling it would be the process of putting a shell on it.
No,
it's unshelling.
To shell is to bombard with shells, or the second definition, remove the shell or pod.
Oh, so it's there we go.
No, but it's the
shelling.
Opposite definitions right there.
No, it's not. One is about bombing things World War II style, and the other one is taking a nut out of its shell. That's what shelling is called. Stupid. I'm sorry you clowns never paid attention in school.
I eat a lot of nuts.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So this morning, I'm taking the kids to school, and I'm trying to hurry them up because I got to put gas in the car. And so my wife gets wind of this, and she's like, do not leave the kids in the car while you put gas. And I'm like, why not? I mean, it's not going to take me 5 minutes to go in there, ask for gas, come out, pump it, and get back in the car. What's the big deal? And then she goes, well, somebody could take them. You could regret that decision for the rest of your life. Do you really want to do that? And so we spent the next 15 minutes arguing about this, and at that point, it was already too late, so I had to drop them off first, because we were already late for school. So my question is, does she have a legitimate argument, or is she just crazy?
Message deleted.
But you can't leave the car running with the kids in the car and then like go into a store, right?
I would think you would lock it.
Yeah.
If you left your kids.
I guess you could leave it running if you had the keys in your pocket and you could lock it with the fob and then go in.
Either way, you're locking
it off. What's the problem?
Yeah. I mean, I get
it's not like you're going into a grocery store. You're prepaying for gas and then going out and pumping the gas.
Yeah, so what is he supposed to do? He's supposed to pull up to the gas station,
take the kids out,
walk in, come back out, put the kids back in, and then start pumping gas.
That's too much.
I feel you're wasting more time.
Just don't go to the gas station in the super shady part of town.
Or just use get a gas card.
Yeah.
So you don't have to. You can just pay at the pump, man. Then it eliminates all those problems.
Can you get like a prepaid one? Because not everyone has a credit card.
No, I'm saying you get a prepaid card.
Prepaid card?
Yeah, you can just get a prepaid card and use it only for gas. Or just tell her that you're going to do that and then don't.
Or divorce your wife. She seems overbearing.
Please leave a message after the tone.
If someone came to you and gave you instructions on how to make a new form of counterfeit currency that was just completely undetectable, would you do it? Come on, you know you would. I know I would. I know Sylvia probably would, too.
Message deleted.
Nah, man, that's going to take some... You know how much counterfeiting...
And then you're always looking over your shoulder, and like, I'd rather just be
paranoid.
I'd rather just be
poor. No, my anxiety levels are too... Nah.
Yeah.
It's too much work.
Yeah. Every time that you try to use the currency, you'd be sweating it.
Mm-hmm. Like, why would you want that kind of stress?
I mean, I have to do that with my debit card now. Like, when I swipe it, I'm like, is it going to work? I don't know.
You ever got a counterfeit bill?
No.
Or, like, one that won't be taken by a machine?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then you use it at, like, a Walmart?
You intentionally use a counterfeit bill at a Walmart?
No, I don't know if it was like, but I've seen it's been
you
to
don't
a machine.
Okay.
I didn't create it.
Oh, yeah, no.
I got dealt it. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's called passing the buck for a reason, Dave.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
What I'm doing, passing that buck. Not giving a buck. Oh.
You said buck, right?
Yeah.
All right.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So it was rather cold across the Midwest these last few days.
Chilly.
I was talking about the polar vortex.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyone want to guess what went up dramatically while the temperatures went down?
sexy time?
Yeah, but maybe not including somebody else.
Oh, no.
Pornhub just released some stats and showed that pretty much every Midwest state that was affected by snow had an increase in adult films. Lots of it. So viewing up 22% in Minnesota, 12% in Wisconsin, 9% in Illinois and Indiana, 7% in Iowa, 6% in Ohio, North Dakota, Nebraska, 2% in South Dakota and Missouri. Only in Michigan was it down, and they're saying it was down because people had to turn their thermostats to 65 because of a natural gas shortage, and that meant it was too cold inside for people to get it on with themselves.
Can't expose any skin. You got to remain in that full body long john or whatever.
Also, if you lived in Michigan and they said you have to keep your thermostat at 65 because of a natural gas shortage, are you doing it?
No.
I'm not.
Guys, sorry. You un-American, cold-hearted sons of bitches.
We're all so selfish.
Every man and woman for themselves. 65? That is cold, man.
That is cold.
Yeah. Especially like outside being freezing.
Where do you keep your house at?
Depends. So downstairs is normally right in the 70 range.
Yep.
And then upstairs is more like 72, 73 where the bedrooms are. Mm-hmm. A little warmer.
I go 72 to 74.
72.
But I turn it off at night.
You turn off the air at night?
Yeah, I'm in bed. I'm covered under the sheets, man.
Sylvia sleeps with her window open like a weirdo.
That's how you get sick, man. What's the matter?
That's why you're always sick.
I'm not sick.
You're constantly sick.
No, I'm not.
How many times have you been sick in the last 6 months?
It was like once.
No, once a month.
No, it's not once yes. a month.
You're always
once
in here. You were coughing in here this morning.
Yeah.
My throat's a little dry.
Because you sleep with your window open.
So the producers over at Disney... And you have your fan on. What's wrong with you?
It's comfortable.
Producers over at Disney said they are giving the role of Wolverine to a younger actor. Ageism, I say.
Hugh Jackman's role his time has come to an end.
I'm kind of sad about this.
I'm not. Wolverine's not supposed to age. And, you know, even though Hugh Jackman looks amazing, he looks better now 20 years after he originally took the role, Wolverine's not supposed to age.
So
it's going to be a hard. It is going to be a hard role to fill, I would say. But think about this: Heath Ledger's Joker. Nobody ever thought that like Jack Nicholson's Joker was ever going to. Nobody. Who's better than Jack Nicholson? Turns out it's Heath Ledger. You know, we just don't know until we see it yet.
Yeah. So this story, I'm sure, is way more complicated than the stuff that we normally talk about. And so without delving into all the details, I just thought this was funny because I'm a 12-year-old.
Sure.
There is a story going on in California that is barring California doctors from treating or performing surgery on children born with genitals that don't fit a single gender or are otherwise atypical unless it's medically necessary or the child consents under a bill unveiled on Monday. Well, the part that I thought was funny is that the person that sponsored the bill is a Democratic senator named Scott Wiener.
Okay, Scott. So that's the Wiener proposal?
Yeah. It's the Wiener agenda.
It's the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Hey, man, just pass that off to your brother.
Unfortunately.
You know, somebody else. Somebody.
Yeah, just have somebody else write the bill.
Yeah.
Ghost write that bill.
Co-sponsor.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right, here's today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Let me tell you about how many friends came and visited me while I was down in Houston when we lived down there.
We talked about the people that come visit us here in Las Vegas, which is a lot.
All of them.
We talked about the number of people that visited us when we lived in Houston.
Slightly less than that.
Yeah, not a lot.
Slightly less than that, you know.
Do you know specifically the number that Mahoney said about the number of friends that came to visit him when he was living in Houston? 702-791-1075 is the phone number. If you know the correct answer, the first person in with that correct answer is going to get set up with a pair of tickets to go see the Blue Man Group over at the Luxor. Plus, get qualified for the grand prize of a diamond heart necklace from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring experts. Again, 702-791-1075.
So I'm going back to St. Louis in a couple months to play in a golf tournament that I usually play with and with some friends. But I usually just stay in a hotel when I'm there because, you know, I can come and go as I please.
Mm-hmm.
But one of my friends got word that I was coming back, and he's like, you got to stay at my house.
Nah, man.
Is it rude for me? Like, and I'm like, no, I usually get a hotel. No, man, you got to stay with me. And I'm like, I really don't want to. I just want to stay in a hotel.
Just send him.
You're free.
Just send him a link to this podcast. He'll figure it out.
it's just easier sometimes when you're doing that to stay at a hotel. You know, you got a bunch of kids.
Oh, he has
the
kids
wife.
Too?
Yeah, no,
you know?
I
know you got a new house, and I'll come over and visit and see it, but I don't really want to stay.
I much prefer just to get a hotel.
Yeah,
mostly so you
easier.
Have your own private place to poop.
Sure.
Yeah,
that's
yeah
high on the list of priorities. X1075. Good morning. What is your name?
Cole.
Cole. What is the correct answer? How many friends came to visit Mahoney?
Two.
Two is correct.
Even visiting, they were just there on work.
Yeah, they just had to come down and spend
a
day.
Yeah, happened to be there for work.
Well, Cole, congratulations, man. A pair of tickets to go see the Blue Man Group at the Luxor, plus qualify for that grand prize, a diamond heart necklace from Michael E. Menden Diamond Jewelers. Thank you for listening today, man.
Thank you, guys.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.